It's Wednesday, the 6th of June. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turpeville. Here's a look at your sports. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com. Well, none of today's A&M Consolidated baseball team was born the last time the Tigers made it to the state tournament. That was Rex Sanders' 1990 team that included, among others, a shortstop named Lee Fedora, who went on to play infield for Texas A&M and now, of course, is the football coach and AD at Navasota. They gave up two runs in the seventh inning to lose to Robstown that day 22 years ago, 7-6 in the semifinal game. Robstown lost the next day to Carthage for the state title. Now, the 2012 Tigers will meet a Corpus Christi Carroll team that comes in with just four losses this year, a team that includes an outfielder named Courtney Hawkins, who was at the Major League Draft headquarters in New Jersey Monday when he was selected 13th overall as the White Sox first-round pick. To celebrate, he did a backflip on the stage on his way to shake Bud Selig's hand. 6'2", 210-pounder is hitting .437 with 11 home runs and 39 RBI. Now, the Tigers versus the Tigers will happen at 3 o'clock Friday at Dell Diamond in Round Rock after Arlington Martin meets Cypress Ranch at noon in the other semifinal. The championship game will be at 11:30 a.m. Saturday morning. Chase Murphy and Chuck Glenwinkle will call the game or games on 1620 WTAW. Any A&M Consolidated student who wants a free bus ride to that game on Friday can load up at 11 a.m. at the Athletic Fieldhouse on Friday. The bus ride is free, but the student must buy a $5 ticket to the game. It'll return after the game. You have a reserved seat if you call 764-5500 by noon tomorrow. Speaking of the major leagues and the draft, a few more Aggies and potential future Aggies were drafted today. They all have decisions to make whether to return to A&M next year or sign a contract. One of those is infielder Mikey Reynolds, who was drafted by the New York Yankees in the 20th round. Pitcher Kyle Martin was taken by the White Sox in the 35th round, and pitcher Rafael Pineda by Cincinnati in the 40th round today. A few 2012 signees were drafted, including pitcher Eric Brooks in the 11th round by the Rangers, outfielder Danny Holst by Cleveland in the 31st round, pitcher Grayson Long by Seattle in the 39th, pitcher A.J. Minter by Detroit in the 38th, infielder Corey Raleigh by Cleveland in the 33rd, and outfielder Ryan Rand by Pittsburgh in the 34th round. Of course, the Aggies had two first-round picks on Monday. Tyler Naquin went to Cleveland as the 15th overall pick, and pitcher Michael Wacha went to St. Louis as the 19th overall choice. Here's Naquin.
Thrilled. It's an unbelievable experience, and the way I look at it is it's a blessing, especially from the good Lord, of course, just giving me the talent and the work ethic and stuff to keep on driving through. It's something you dream about and you want to make come true, and but the road doesn't stop here. It's just one more stepping stone to getting to where I really want to be, which is the major leagues, and that's the final showdown right there.
Keep it with baseball. The Brazos Valley Bombers have won three in a row coming into tonight's home opener against the Acadiana Cane Cutters at AMB Ballpark. Last night, the Bombers completed the sweep of Victoria with a 6-4 win on the road. The Bombers scored two in the seventh, two in the ninth for the comeback win. Brad Porras got his first home run of the year. Luis De Jesus got the pitching win. Again, the home opener will be tonight at the AMB Ballpark. The Aggies will be representing the Big 12 in one more sporting competition, and it started today in Des Moines as the A&M men's and women's track and field teams both effort to win their fourth straight NCAA team title. A&M sprinter Dominique Duncan is the only Aggie there with three national championship rings, and she's going for a fourth. The Aggie men scored 1 point today already from Dalton Rowan in the men's discus final. He finished eighth. Laura Asmuskas in the women's javelin final finished 11th. Otherwise today, the Aggies will participate in the men's and the women's 4x100 semifinal and the men and the women's 400 and men's and women's 100 semifinals. The events today are streamed at NCAA.com. Five Aggies are on the ballot for the next class of the Texas Sports Hall of Fame. Track coach Pat Henry, along with former linebacker and assistant football coach Nat Wynn, and former football and baseball great Dave Elmendorf were voted on by the ballot committee yesterday. Also, football stars Charlie Kruger and Charlie Milstead were voted onto the ballot by the Veterans Committee. If you're going to be in Atlanta tonight, well, you're probably not listening to us. But if you know an Aggie who is, you might give him a call. Want him to drop by the Buckhead Marriott Hotel, where A&M and Missouri are throwing a get-to-know-us party in the heart of the Southeastern Conference. A&M President R. Bowen Lofton, football coach Kevin Sumlin, basketball coach Billy Kennedy, the Yale leaders, all their Missouri counterparts will all be there. Many alums from all the SC schools in the Atlanta area are expected to attend. Both schools will officially become SEC members on July 1st. The party starts at 6:30 if you want to phone a friend. One more win and the Oklahoma City Thunder will advance to the NBA Finals. They'll be on their home court tonight, but Coach Scott Brooks warns that nor the momentum gained from three consecutive wins will convince the San Antonio Spurs to give up. As Brooks describes it, the Thunder have 48 minutes to prove that they're the better team tonight. San Antonio doesn't sound panicked either. Center Tim Duncan said that he's confident in the Spurs' game plan, but the team needs to play a little better for a little longer. I'll Have Another is a 4-5 early favorite to win the Belmont Stakes and become horse racing's 12th Triple Crown champion. The Kentucky Derby and Preakness winner will break from the number 11 post under Mario Gutierrez on Saturday at Belmont Park. And good news is, a union official says a tentative deal has been reached between the Belmont Racetrack workers and the New York Racing Association, avoiding a possible strike on the eve of the Triple Crown. And that's your look at sports, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com.